caller.
Donna.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa. Yehula Chimin Han. Fati. Terura. Ala Pekimo Yisat Sadi. Abel Rinas. Amcha Sagvenu. Sahareinu, no ra. Okay, Cheyenne, can you get Nun? Na gibor, dor shen yechutcha, kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet, yitkaf shin. The letters of the month of Nisan, the Dalet that created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars, and the He that created the constellation Taleh, the lamb or the ram. Together, the Dalet and the He has a gematria of 9, which connects it either to Yesod or to Chachma. Dalet and He together can be interpreted as the doorway to the physical world. Barchem tacharem rachamei sitkatcha tamid gamlein betet resh saritav gimel hasin kadosh Zerov tucha na'el adata het kufet tet nunayim yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushatecha yudgim lamed pezayim kuf shavatenu kabel Ushmatzi akatenu yodea talumo chinkufav sadiyuta. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now utilize the 13 attributes to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'ral Chesed V'emet, Notze Chesed La'alafim, Notze Alon Wafesha, V'chata'a V'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Zohar, from the Sulam commentary in Parashat Yitro. It is Pasuk 29, and I will start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud, Kudsha Berichu, Ishkinte, Bit Hilu, Erchimu, Hilu, Hilu, Erchimu, V'yachda L'shem Yudhe. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nanda Kudsha Barichu Koma Di Aved Leila Witata Kola Ihu Bioma Divaye Varnash Vidahya Leya Nineya Ulantaga Veya Kalana Dihakulu Ovada Dikshot Inun Vikola Isterich Di Alma. We'll now be connecting to the energy of the year, this current year of 5778. The energy of this year is bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy, and the verse that we will study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon Vayichal Vayazo Hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon El hamelech chavo natamar achoti Ud labev le'ene shetei levivot v'yevre mi'adah. The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet, the current year. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti odeh ale pashai. La donai ohe wahe, we ata nasata, awon khatati sela. The year 5777, the year of the goat, the year of the wake up, also has two verses that connect to this energy. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tod tatuni katsipor o yavai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create tatki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of the words in the verse, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The next verse, the second verse that connects to this energy of the goat and of waking up, is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zayin. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Yinvadonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause that refreshes, also has two verses that connect to this energy, its energy. The first verse that we study is from 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat velo yachlu lehashi. Et kol ha'olot v'yichaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishre levav v'hitadesh me ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of each word, we're able to permute them into 8 names of God. Adonai, Yohe, Wahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yola, Yo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka, Reka, Ha. The second verse that we study is from Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, connecting to the year 5776, the year of the pause. Behuva Adonai Yoewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yoewahe. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are 3 verses from the Tanakh that it connects to this energy. The first that we study is from Job, it's chapter 7, verse 19. Udu mikol ha-machavoiya Asher yichabei sham v'shaltem Eilai el nacho V'chalasi tem v'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'hipasti Oto v'kol alfei Yehuda. The third verse is from Job, it's chapter 20, verse 7. Kigelo lanetza yoved roav yomru ayom. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasanti makom le'ami le'Yisrael Untati v'shakan Tachtal v'lo yirgaz Od v'lo yosifu Ume avla la'anoto Ta'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God. The method that we utilize is to say the name of the letter of the name with their root vowels in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta ha he zayo ala da la awa he he a yozala me be he he le yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ka yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he be he Awako me nu da anu yo he a he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ka wa wa la yo la he za a la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he 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 shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta be be he be wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he a nu me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa we a he yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. The 72 names from the Sadiqin, we utilize the same technique, the same ritual. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, ah, ah, me, me, be, shi, la, yo, hey, anu, wa, me, ka, me, da, hey, hey, yo, anu, da, la, hey, wa, hey, me, ah, yo, sa, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me, la, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la, Nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo wa wa me be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za. Hey, she, hey, me, ka, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey, sa, a, la, a, re, yo, a, la, me, ta, hey, yo, wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me, nu, hey, a, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, te, a, yo, nu, ko, me, yo, re, la, te, be, fe, me, za, re, wa, hey, be, Sadiqin who left this day, the fifth day of Nisan, Rabbi Moshe ben Shlomo Rokeach, Rabbi Abraham Yehoshua Heschel of Apt, known as the Oev Yisrael, the lover of Israel, Rabbi Schneur Zalman Ashkenazi of Lublin, Rabbi Reuben Yosef Gershonowitz, Rabbi Tzvi Elimelech Ilo, in the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoa, we say in a whisper. Today's class, tonight's class, can be found on the unique astrological times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage, or in the mobile devices at the bottom of the page. Once you've opened up the unique astrological times link, scroll down about two-thirds of the way to a title that says About Shabbat HaGadol. This coming Shabbat is known as Shabbat HaGadol. Translation is the large or the big Shabbat. The link is titled Shabbat HaGadol. Is it tradition? Or is it an energy we have forgotten its meaning? Once this, you have opened this, we will start. I have not changed this since 5771, so almost 7 years. The name of this week's parasha is Tav, and during regular years like this one, Shabbat HaGadol is always the parasha of Tav, which means command. And as we know from the Zohar, command is a vaccine against idol worship. To accept a command is a form of idol worship. But this parasha, Tav, and this week has a special name called Shabbat HaGadol. Translation is a big Shabbat. a mature Shabbat, a large Shabbat. The explanation as to why the Shabbat before Pesach is called Shabbat HaGadol have never satisfied me, even up to today. The explanations have to do with physical explanations, dealing with the first Shabbat before the actual Exodus, leaving Egypt with Moshe and the children of Israel. We know that nothing in our tradition is due to physical things. There is always a spiritual explanation, and yet I have not truly heard that, or heard one that made sense to me. The gematria of Haggadol is 42, and this relates to the 42-letter name of Hashem known as the Anabakoah. It is taught that Hashem used this name to create our physical world. This Shabbat before Pesach is the purpose of creation. As Rashi said, the Torah should not start with in a beginning, but with the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. The same should be said about the Shabbat before the first Pesach. This Shabbat has the energy of the Exodus, which is the energy of creation, and also the purpose of creation. Redemption is the purpose of creation. The same should be said about it is fitting that the reading always on Shabbat HaGadol is Tzav. This reading has 98 verses, which is the gematria of the name of the parasha. Actually, I misread that. That's 96 verses, which is the gematria of the word Tzav. This only happens in this one parasha the whole year. This parasha is Shabbat HaGadol. Tzav means command. The Zohar teaches us that whenever we do an action, because we are commanded to do so, we are doing idol worship. Even if that command is from Hashem, the reason we do these mitzvot, which are commanded by Hashem, must be from our free choice, not because we are commanded. Many religious people speak of doing Hashem's will. We must grow our consciousness to understand that Hashem created us to reveal His light. Therefore, His will is our desire. Please take a moment to contemplate this sentence. Our desire is what Hashem wants from us. We desire to reveal some aspect of light. This is what Hashem wants us to do. This is unifying the thought of creation. Our desire is the will of Hashem. Of course, this must be understood that when our desire is selfish, the desire to receive for oneself alone, it must first be cleansed by changing it to a desire to receive in order to share. This is the essential teaching of Kabbalah. This is the essential lesson that we must learn as we cleanse our homes and ourselves of chametz. The puffed-up ego that leaves no room for Hashem. There are 14 spaces in this parasha. This teaches us that this is the malchut, or manifestation, of the year. Our hands have 14 bones. 3 bones are in each of our 4 fingers, and 2 in our thumbs. This is a total of 14, which is both the gematria of Yud Dalet, which is the word for hand, Yad, we manifest things with our hands. In this parasha, we learn the lessons of manifesting our ultimate desire, getting closer to Hashem. Of course, we choose to get closer to Hashem in order to give pleasure to Hashem, not to receive pleasure from Hashem. This is a very high level of consciousness and will be totally achieved with the help of the Mashiach when he comes. So have you cleansed yourself of chametz for Passover? Or have you cleansed your house for Pesach? Do you understand the difference? This is the lesson of the parasha of Tzav, of command. The parasha of Tzav has an unusual connection within it. The center of the Torah in verses is within this parasha. It is between verses 7 and 8. Of chapter 8. It is recommended that the reader stop at this point to allow the congregation to meditate on what does it mean to be at the middle point of something, especially the Torah. The ultimate lesson of Torah is balance, middle, center, or balance is the path for each of us relative to our own tikkun, our own correction. When we realize that our desire is Hashem's desire, that our will is Hashem's will, that the purpose of life is to be in balance and achieve balance with our actions, by removing our chametz, our ego, by eating matzah, we achieve freedom from our desire to receive for oneself alone. This is the only battle we will ever have to win. This is the only battle we will ever have to fight. This war will wage forever in our lives until the coming of Mashiach. Until then, we will always have to fight the battle with our desire to receive for oneself alone and transform it into the desire to receive in order to share. The first step in planning and winning the battle is to learn the difference between sharing and giving. I give what I want to give without consciousness of the receiver. I share what is best for the receiver of what I share, because I have removed my personal investment, my personal ego, in giving what I want, and I share what is best for my friend. Please contemplate this extensively. Shabbat Shalom. The rest of the email is information I've given in the past. Does not have to be repeated right now. Does anyone have any questions? You'll notice the last couple of classes have been a little short. They're really not short. They're just giving you additional time for the cleaning period process. Last year, there are recordings on the recordings link. deals with the cleansing process of how do you clean your house of chametz. So I'm not going to do those classes again, giving you, the people who have heard it, the people who understand the process of cleansing your home. If you have any questions, I am available to answer them. Just send me an email or give me a call. I bid shalom to everyone. Have a good week. Shalom to all.
Hey, shalom.
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 Shalom.